Part 1. The Phenomenon of Peer Orientation. Chapter 1. Why Parents Matter More Than Ever. 12-year-old Jeremy is hunched over the keyboard, his eyes intent on the computer monitor. It's 8 o'clock in the evening, and tomorrow's homework is far from complete, but his father's repeated admonishments to get on with it fall on deaf ears. Jeremy is on MSN Messenger, exchanging notes with his friends, gossip about who likes whom, sorting out who is a buddy and who an enemy, disputes over who said what to whom at school that day, the latest on who is hot and who is not. "Stop bugging me," he snaps at his father, who, one more time, comes to remind him about schoolwork. "If you were doing what you're supposed to," the father shoots back, his tone shaking with frustration, "I wouldn't be bugging you." The verbal battle escalates. The voices grow strident, and in a few moments, Jeremy yells, "You don't understand anything!" as he slams the door. The father is upset, angry with Jeremy, but above all, with himself. "I blew it again," he thinks. "I don't know how to communicate with my son." He and his wife are both concerned about Jeremy. Once a cooperative child, he is now impossible to control or even to advise. His attention seems focused exclusively on contact with his friends. This same scenario of conflict is acted out in the home several times a week, and neither the child nor the parents are able to respond with any new thoughts or actions to break the deadlock. The parents feel helpless and powerless. They have never relied much on punishment, but now they are more and more inclined to lower the boom. When they do, their son becomes ever more embittered and defiant. Should parenting be this difficult? Was it always so? Older generations have often, in the past, complained about the young being less respectful and less disciplined than they used to be. But today, many parents intuitively know that something is amiss. Children are not quite the same as we remember being. They are less likely to take their cues from adults, less afraid of getting into trouble. They also seem less innocent and naive, lacking, it seems, the wide-eyed wonder that leads a child to have excitement for the world, for exploring the wonders of nature or of human creativity. Many children seem inappropriately sophisticated, even jaded in some ways, pseudo-mature before their time. They appear to be easily bored when away from each other or when not engaged with technology. Creative, solitary play seems a vestige of the past. As a child, I was endlessly fascinated by the clay I would dig out of a ditch near our home, one 44-year-old mother recalls. I loved the feel of it. I loved molding it into shapes or just kneading it in my hands. And yet, I can't get my 6-year-old son to play on his own unless it's with the computer or Nintendo or video games. Parenting, too, seems to have changed. Our parents were more confident, more certain of themselves, and had more impact on us, for better or for worse. For many today, parenting does not feel natural. Today's parents love their children as much as parents ever have, but the love doesn't always get through. We have just as much to teach, but our capacity to get our knowledge across has somehow diminished. We do not feel empowered to guide our children toward fulfilling their potential. Sometimes they live and act as if they have been seduced away from us by some siren song we do not hear. We fear, if only vaguely, that the world has become less safe for them and that we are powerless to protect them. The gap opening up between children and adults can seem unbridgeable at times. We struggle to live up to our image of what parenting ought to be like. Not achieving the results we want, we plead with our children, we cajole, bribe, reward, or punish. We hear ourselves address them in tones that seem harsh even to us and foreign to our true nature. We sense ourselves grow cold in moments of crisis, precisely when we would wish to summon our unconditional love. We feel hurt as parents and rejected. We blame ourselves for failing at the parenting task, or our children for being recalcitrant, or television for distracting them, or the school system for not being strict enough.